Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
We have a reluctant MVPP. Someone who preferred just to do their thing and not be, made to stand out because of it. Well, we can't help you there.
No, you like to put people on the spot.
Well, I like to show off. People are doing a good thing.
Right.
Sarah Locke joins us now. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much. I feel so honored after that intro. It was amazing.
Well, I also know you don't want to be on the show because you'd rather just do your thing and you don't like all this attention on you. And frankly, I don't care because you're special and you need attention on you.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
It's called the Live Like Rue Foundation, an all-volunteer-run, donation-based 501c3 charitable organization provides support and financial assistance to families' pets face a cancer diagnosis. Now, if you love your dog, you love your cat, you love your whatever, it's devastating. They're a family member. So what do you do for these families?
We provide cancer care packages for everybody that applies. So when my dog, Rue, who this organization is named after, was alive, he loved blankets, tennis balls, treats, and ice cream. So
those are all the things I love, too, by the way, Sarah.
Yeah, right. Ice cream. Who doesn't love ice cream?
And tennis balls. I like to chase the ball.
Awesome. So all of these are hand-packed by either myself or my volunteer, and they're sent pretty much nationwide. We're a nationwide organization. And then secondly, we provide medical donations for people when honestly, it's the most devastating time of their life. Nobody has $4,000 to do chemo for their dog. So we assist them as much as we can financially. And we're about at $350,000 this year. We're hoping to do $1 million in medical donations this year.
And the other part of that story, too, with the expensive veterinary and care is at some point you have to go, I just can't make this make sense because my animal, you know, may not make it maybe more uncomfortable, may not have a certain quality of life. You know, a professional veterinarian who really is doing their job will say it really is time. But you have to make decisions in a quicker manner, in a more direct manner than obviously you do if you have a human person that's going through this. It doesn't mean it hurts any less.
Right. And I think the third thing I should have added there is I have become a psychologist because a lot of people will ask me advice. And the first thing I say is, I'm not God and I'm not a vet. So I will help you out with my personal experiences. But yeah, there's a point where you have to say, I'm not going to put this 12-year-old dog through chemo only to have them not be happy when they're doing that. Right. And it's a real struggle for people to get that through their head with their best friend because all they want is their dog to stay alive, and they'll do anything to do that.
To my friend, Dr. Sam Ristich, who's been on the show a million times.
Yeah.
When Cleo, our favorite dog ever, when Cleo was near the end, I said to Sam, I said, look, man, I'm not going to be able to make that call. You got to tell me. And he did it for me the same way he's done it, I'm sure, for thousands of his clients. And he said, yeah, no, it's time. And when the time came, you know, that was helpful to have someone who's a professional and somebody you trust say this would be best if we do this. So I know a lot of veterinarians do it, but, you know, just a shout out to them for doing a very difficult job.
Yeah, there's been a great article posted recently just about what vets go through because they have to be strong for us. They can't sit there and cry in front of you. And that's so hard to be there for euthanasia of an animal. And I think, too, the one other thing people ask me is, Sarah, how did you know? And I think, you know, your advice of talking to your vet is number one. But some people just want to know, like, does the dog look a certain way? Does it feel? And you actually know inside when it's time. The dog will tell you. And I know that seems crazy, but they tell you, like, I'm done. You know, I can't do this anymore. I've never had a dog that didn't tell me it was time, to be honest.
Why do you call it the Hot Mess Express?
Yeah, so we started a rescue. I'm crazy enough to have a full-time job and do a foundation, and I started the Hot Mess Express. So these animals have been dropped off by their owner at a kill shelter, an animal control facility, or a vet, and have said, we can't do this anymore, and they still have some life in them. And what we do is we rescue them, and we give them, whether it's a few days of ice cream and blankets, or some of them have lived years that we've pulled from a euthanasia situation, and we just feel like sometimes these owners, all they want to do is get rid of the pet, even though it's not time yet, and we want to be sure that they are ready to go. And we just kind of give them the medical they need. Some of them just need a groom. It's crazy. You know, a simple groom can change a dog's life. So I'm crazy enough to have now started a rescue as well, but it's been a great success, mostly because of his name, to be honest.
And shortly after you got Rue, you found out Rue was sick, but you had an amazing short, way too short time with him. And if not for Rue, maybe none of this would have happened. So Rue's legacy is pretty strong.
Yeah, correct. What happened is his bucket list went viral. I didn't want it to. I didn't have time to do a Facebook page for him. But when he passed away, we had a lot of people wanting to help and saying, Sarah, you have to do something for this. And now, you know, that's been since 2015 we started this. And it's been amazing how many we've actually helped people worldwide, which is pretty amazing. And it's not just, you know, people love the feel-good stories. A lot of it's sad, unfortunately. A lot of it's me calling vets and, you know, talking to people. But the good moments are what we live for. And we want everybody to live like Rue every day, not just animals. We think it's so important.
Live like Rue, R-O-O, livelikerue.org. See, Sarah, this wasn't so painful.
Yes, thank you.
All right. You are the most valuable person on the planet. Thanks for being on.